everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at OKLABeef.org.
Welcome back. Widespread market pressure was seen across livestock trade today, with cattle markets posting follow-through losses. Feeder cattle markets continue to add to the aggressive triple-digit weakness seen earlier in the week as commercial traders focused on widespread liquidation during mid-June. This pressure in feeder cattle trade and concerns that these moves will heavily impact cash cattle trade was affecting live cattle markets today. Lean hog futures were mixed to mostly lower as the early buyer support quickly faded. Corn prices, meanwhile, were lower in live trade. July corn futures about 3 cents lower. Stock markets were lower in live trade as well. Dow Jones is 37 points lower, NASDAQ down 30 points. Moderate pressure held in live cattle futures today, with front-month June contracts trading at $119 per hundredweight, following a $1 per hundredweight loss. Even though contracts have moved off of contract lows today, there is still little to no evidence that additional buyer support will move back into the complex. Live cattle futures today traded in a tight trading range from $1 to $1.40 per hundredweight lower, with the pressure in feeder cattle markets one of the main factors in the complex. Cash cattle markets started to become a little bit slightly more active, with bids becoming more available throughout the morning. Meanwhile, in feeder cattle, triple-digit losses remained well-rooted in that complex, with losses hovering between $2 and $2.50 per hundredweight. The overall lack of support in all cattle trade, combined with overall lack of support in most other commodity markets as well, allowed for feeder cattle trade to lead the cattle market lower. And in grain, spring wheat futures scrambled to their highest since December of 2014, while the other crops were more restrained, with beneficial rain keeping a lid on corn and soybeans. Corn prices, though, ticked lower as the overnight session wound down, while pressure from the wet forecast countered support from the higher wheat markets. Soybeans moved a few cents lower today after starting the overnight about a penny higher. And finally, wheat prices were higher again, led by spring wheat, which set more contract highs. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.